Let's go. Will Manning.
All the hits.
On the Hits Radio.
This is Will Manning on the Hits Radio, now joined by the lovely Nina Nesbitt. So how are you? Is everything good?
Yeah, good. Excited, nervous for the album, but good.
Before we sort of go on with the proper interview, I just remind you of something that's happened last summer. Do you remember this when I bought you a packet of super noodles? I just want to check and see if that's still a thing.
Yeah, I ate them.
But do you still love them? Is that still a big thing of yours?
Yeah, but I've moved on to a different brand now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they taste better. They're like indie super noodles. You get them from like these random kind of shops on the street.
Just making a note of this. One sec.
Okay.
Okay, noted. Okay, now we've got that out of the way, we can actually move on to the proper important questions.
Okay.
So you're really, really busy at the moment. The single Selfies coming out very soon. The album's coming out. You've got a tour in March.
Yes.
How is your body and emotions coping with all this? Are you okay?
No!
It's all too much.
I am very, very excited. My emotions are running high. I'm just a bit apprehensive, let's say, but really excited. And I'm kind of at the point now, I'm just happy that it's coming out and just like proud of it and stuff. So hopefully people will like it.
I'm going to say there was a big build up last year. Like last year felt like the build up to this moment. And then finally the album sort of ready to go. Does it feel like last year was like the build up to that?
Yeah, I mean, like the past 3 years, it's just been like a constant build up and now it's coming out and it's really strange. But it doesn't really feel like a pressure point. It's just kind of like going along nicely and the album's coming out and getting lots of festivals booked in as well. So I think it's just going to be a year of like promoting it really and playing shows. So that'll be nice.
Year of being a pop star. So the album Peroxide is out on the Feb 17th and you can pre-order it right now. Is that right?
Yes.
I've read that Lily Allen's on the album. Is that true?
Maybe.
Is it? This is a massive deal if she is.
Kind of, yeah.
What do you mean kind of? It's Lily Allen. She's massive.
No, of course it's a big deal, but it's like she's kind of on the album.
So you weren't actually in the studio with her, or were you?
No, right. Basically, do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, go on, explain. I'll let Nina Nesbitt explain.
Okay, so I was doing a writing session with a guy called Steve Mack, who's really cool, and he was like, I have this song that I did with Lily and it's not really like working out like lyrically, do you want to have a look at it? So I had a look at it and I loved the song, and I was like, so I rewrote it, changed all the lyrics and some of the melodies, and then I thought, kind of wrote it for someone else because I've started to kind of maybe write for other people now. And then when it was finished, we sent it to Lily just to check that she was like all right with it, and then she loved it and was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I was like, actually, I really want to use this for myself. And then, it wasn't like really fully finished. So Lily came into the studio and we finished it off together. It was really random, but really good at the same time.
So she wasn't bitter at all that you sort of nicked her song?
Oh, no. She's like, she was so lovely.
You were actually in the studio with the real life Lily Allen?
Yeah, we took a selfie as well.
No way. I'd be a bit scared of her. So she wasn't scary in the slightest?
No, like, I was actually a little bit intimidated, like, previously, like, obviously, because she's Lily Allen, you know?
She's
had loads of hits, and I really respect her music as well, so it was quite nerve-wracking. And then she's actually, if you listen really, really carefully to the track, you can hear a bit of Lily Allen, but it's a secret.
Okay, I won't tell anybody. It's all fine. Are there any songs about cats on the album, Nina?
Surprisingly, no.
Really? How can there not be? You're missing a trick. You're missing a trick big time.
Actually, there is a track called A Line, which is a piano ballad about a long-distance relationship. It's about
with
me
a cat.
And my cats. Yeah, it's about me and my cats and how I miss them when I'm away.
Have you just made that up?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. Thanks for humouring me.
Yeah.
I was reading a really weird fact earlier on. I was doing my Nina Nesbitt research, and I just Googled weird things about Nina Nesbitt. And there was obviously a lot of weird stuff which came up. The weirdest thing, though, was this fact. Is this true? Have you got 100 hackers on Facebook?
Not that I know of.
This is what I was thinking. This is a really weird thing for someone to make up. And it's so specific as well. It just says, Nina Nesbitt has 100 hackers on her Facebook page. I was like,
what do you mean by that?
I don't know. So this isn't true.
There might be like 100 Nina Nesbitts on Facebook. I don't know.
Have you come across people that have like tried to be you, impersonate you online and stuff?
Yeah, it's quite strange. but I don't really look at it. So there might be. I should maybe check that out, actually.
You probably should. There could be people like turning up to gigs going, yeah, it's Nina Nesbitt, and I'm playing some of your songs and getting a lot of money for it.
That could be quite strange.
You want to check that out.
I did a gig the other week with my friend Olivia, and I've just got my voice back. I'd basically lost my voice, but I couldn't pull out the gig because I don't like cancelling things, which I should have done, but never mind. And then I was like, put a blonde wig on and be me. So she was about to impersonate me.
Oh, so you nearly tried it out.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Let's talk about Selfies then. It's the brand new song. I'm sure you're sick and tired of everyone going, why Selfies? Talk about the title. Do you love taking selfies? But I am going to ask you that. Why Selfies?
Well, I was on tour in October with my bassist, Tom, and we were talking about selfies. It's kind of before it exploded into this massive thing. And he was kind of wanting to write like a breakup-themed selfie song, and I wanted to write about how kind of people live this life through the internet, which isn't actually them. It's like this fake persona that people can make because anyone could put up a few pictures and few like words and statements and kind of build this image around them which isn't really them, and I just find it quite interesting. So yeah, we kind of merged those two ideas and wrote a song. It's like a modern day breakup song, really.
Yeah, you were way ahead of the time then. You were with the selfie thing before it even blew up.
So indie.
You're so indie. I am known as actually the selfie king in the Hits Radio office. I would say, okay, after doing a fair bit of stalking in my spare time on your Instagram page, You must be the selfie queen, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if I take that many. I've seen more.
Oh, come on.
People take more.
Nina, you are the selfie queen.
No, seriously.
No, you are the selfie queen.
All right.
Maybe I'm just not following the right people. Who do you think takes more?
I definitely don't take.
You definitely do. Do you have a favourite filter on Instagram? Mine is...
black and white.
Yeah, but there's not just a black and white one. Is it Willow? You're talking about the Willow one?
Hang on, let me have a look now.
I've got Amaro, I don't know how you say it, the second one across, and then Willow. They are my two, they're the go-to filters. If you want to make yourself look good on a rough day, they are the go-to ones.
Hang on.
I'm going to take some filter advice from Nina.
I prefer Valencia because I feel like the second one makes my hair look too brassy.
Okay.
Willow for black and white.
Yeah, Willow's the one. Thank you.
I also like Walden.
Nice, exotic name.
Yeah, they're my favourites.
Okay, I'll try this out. We should also mention, by the way, that you're doing like an HMV tour on top of everything else. So you're going to be... Did you know about this?
I did. I didn't know
I'm just
that
checking.
Anybody else knew yet.
Yeah, I am announcing it right now. So on the 17th of February, you're going to be in your hometown, Edinburgh.
Yes.
Also going to be in Glasgow that day as well. On the 18th, you're going to be in Newcastle. And then the 19th, you're going to be in Manchester. I'm letting you know your diary now. Your schedule is fully booked.
Thank you. I haven't actually looked at my diary because I'm too scared to look at it.
Yeah, I can imagine. So your fans can get the album and also get a selfie with you if they come down to one of those HMV days.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
Yeah, I'm well excited. I knew it was happening. I just didn't know when and where and what days. But thank you for telling me.
That's fine.
I'm really excited. I've not had the chance to meet people in ages because I've kind of been finishing off the album and stuff. So it'll be nice to kind of get out there and see what people think of the album.
Also, you mentioned festivals earlier. Yeah. I saw that you're doing Isle of Wight Festival. That's been confirmed. What other ones are you doing?
I'm doing Blue Balls in Switzerland. Blue Balls, yeah. I'm also the face of Blue Balls, so doing the poster campaign for that.
So dreams are made of.
Will be cool. I have confirmed a few others, but I'm not allowed to announce them yet.
Oh, come on.
But one's really big and exciting.
Is it Glastonbury?
I can't tell you.
It's Glastonbury. Okay, so Nina Nesbitt is doing...
It's genuinely not.
She's doing Reading and Leeds, and she's doing Isle of Wight Festival and Blue Balls. Okay,
no.
she's saying nothing.
Genuinely, it's not. It's neither of them.
Okay, fine. Let's play Selfies, shall we? Let's not get you into trouble or get me into trouble. Can you do the honour, please, of introducing Selfies on the Hits Radio, Nina?
This is my new single, Selfies. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Thank you. Music. Yeah. Please welcome Pharrell Williams. What's up, y'all? It's Pharrell. Hi, I'm Shakira. This is Rihanna. Hey, what's up? It's Hi, it's Katy Perry. Hello, I'm Calvin Harris. Hello, this is Beyonce. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, the one and only Tiny Tempo. Hits music right here on my station, The Hits Radio.